overall, our longest discussions last night focused on a development known as the Foundry, which is at North College Street and Shug Jordan Parkway, so across College Street from Publix. And it's east of Donahue. So it's adjacent to the new high school property, but it's on the other side of a small creek. So kind of across from Hickory Dickory Park, for not fully across from the Walmart neighborhood market. You know, nearly a 300-acre development, a little bit less. And it will involve slightly over 2,400 housing units over a 15 to 20 year period, but it also involves several hundred thousand square feet of commercial and office. It is limited in the number of apartment units that could be built there. I think the number is 625 and has a number of interesting things. But to our Auburn citizens, beyond what we call neighborhood retail, they are not after big boxes in this development. This is more of a you know, shop space, restaurants, and so on, but don't call it strip center. It has a lot of architectural flair to it that I think it'll be very much a well-liked development in how it is done. The big deal in this is the city is partnering in a development agreement format to get what we know as Yarbrough Farms Boulevard, where the Yarbrough Farms development is at Donahue. It will, the new the high school is building an extension of Yarbrough Farms Boulevard on the southern edge of its property, and it goes to a tributary to the Sagahatchie Creek. On the other side of that, the developer will grade the road to go all the way through to North College and align with Cary Creek Parkway.
Okay.
And the developer will spend, he'll contribute between grading and any other cash contributions about $4 million to do that. And the city will add $4 million to it and pave the road and curb and gutter and all the things. You'll have sidewalk on both sides and a 35-mile-an-hour road that goes through from Donahue that is not Shug Jordan Parkway. And theoretically, via Richland Road, you can get all the way across, too. The city will have to come in and build a bridge of its own accord, which is about a $6 million undertaking between the high school and this development. But nonetheless, in the next several years, all that will connect completely through. And that would be really a partnership. Auburn City Schools is doing a piece, the city is, and the developer is.
When you say all the way through, I'm assuming, will anything go north and come out the other side?
No, north, because you're going to run into the Sagahatchie Creek, some neighborhoods and fisheries property.
I wasn't sure how that looked.
And a lot of that is low-lying property. On the northern end of the property along the Sagahatchie Creek, there's a trailhead at the Ashton Park entrance area, but there'll be a greenway that runs on the northern end of this property that goes along the Sagahatchie Creek, and that will connect to Donahue. And then we have plans. We already have all the easements we need on the Yarbrough Farms elementary slash, you know, golf course development. Across that, we have one piece of property that's in the county that we do not have easements on. And then there's an old Sanford development, and it'll take you way down the Sagahatchie and really come out on Richland Road on the far end. I mean, it goes a ways, but the goal is to get this piece connected, Donahue to College, and that's a nice recreational opportunity. And then bunches of trees in the middle will be saved. They're not in a developable area, but there'll be a lot of green.
Okay.
And then the part of this development is they will cluster homes and other things where they have shared bigger green space patches and so on. It'll be a unique development for Auburn, and some people will love it, and some people say, well, I want a bigger lot size or a little more separation from my neighbors, and that'll be up to them.
Okay. I did note, I mean, that particular developer, I know there's a development on Wire over near Cox. He's had a great relationship.
Yeah, Jolly Development. Warren is an Auburn grad. He's a building science guy, among many other things. Very talented individual, done a ton of development in the Atlanta area, spends a lot of time in Auburn. But yeah, he's building some things at Wire and Cox Road now and has been for some time, methodically going through that. It has tremendous experience. We have a lot of very good developers in Auburn, and this will bring a different product type, but I think a unique development. It is very well planned and thought out. There's architectural controls in here because we can do this with this planned unit development. And this is give and take on both ends. And to do one of these, the city has to win and the developer, and or it doesn't move forward.
Very well said. Thank you, ma'am. I appreciate it.
Thank you.
Megan Crouch, City Manager, City of Auburn, Auburn City Council Recap. That'll do it for us. You guys have a fantastic, what day is it? It's Wednesday, I think. It's all running together. Don't forget, there is basketball tomorrow. Final Four, 96.3 WLE. Jacob Goins will have that call. Auburn High taking on Bob Jones up in Birmingham.